The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, and they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of our Lord.
In the first reading today, one of the most important things I think that it makes sure that we're aware of is that there is such a thing as sin. You know, it's just like, and those who do wrong, you know, like, woe to you, basically, right? And one of the things that Pope Pius XII had said to the world is he used the phrase that the world in his day, remember, Pope Pius XII is the Pope during World War II, and he's saying the world has lost the sense of sin. He was the first one to really say that. And then St. Pope John Paul II really talked about it a little bit more in detail. And what he meant by that is that the world doesn't even think that sin is a thing anymore. And you see it particularly with a lot of younger generations and things like that, that as they get older, maybe they were raised in the faith, but they start to think like, I don't know. I don't really think what I'm doing is wrong. I mean, again, everybody else is doing these things, and like, it doesn't seem to be wrong. You don't hear it being wrong out in the media and in popular world anywhere. And so, other than here, which is the one place where you're told that you're wrong, right? And so they're like, oh, I'd rather go out into the world where everybody thinks whatever I do is just fine, right? But no, I think as we get older and older, we learn that that's not the way that it goes. I was mentioning, of course, not this past weekend, but the prior weekend, but essentially this, and other great writers have talked about this idea, right? But we have a Jesus-shaped gap in our life, every single human being that's ever been created. And you can try to fill it up with other things, but it's never going to be Jesus. And as long as it's not Jesus, you're going to be unhappy. That's a road to ruin. And so eventually, you've got to find Jesus and put him in that gap. And still, even our earthly life may not be a perfect one. But certainly, I would think that there'll be a lot more peace. Everybody I've ever known who has Jesus inside of that gap has felt that peace. It's not a constant peace, but because we're on a pilgrimage on earth, and so we're not promised a constant peace until we get to our eternal homeland in heaven. I'm glad that he's not here today, but Thomas is not here today, and I think Father Carey may have made this announcement to you, but Thomas is joining the monastery at Mount Angel to be one of their monks. And it's such an amazing vocation to be called to, because you're removing yourself from the world in a way, to devote your life to prayer for the world, really. That's largely why you do that. And so today he's actually up on the way up to Mount Angel with his mother to get fitted for his habit, for his Benedictine habit. And that's just an amazingly humble life to choose. You know, in fact, you know, when you go into a monastery, eventually you even go by a different name. a name other than the name that everybody else used you. You're kind of like completely subsumed into Christ, into a different life of prayer. And so I'm so proud of him for that choice. And in fact, on Friday, I'll try to remember to say it at the end as well, but on Friday is going to be his last day here serving with us. But we're going to have coffee and donuts after the Mass on Friday for Thomas. So if you guys are here, please join us to send him off to the monastery. But finally, as you guys know, I have a tendency to do this periodically. And I think with Jesus' final words in the gospel today, I think today is one of the days to do it. I'd just like to pray the litany of humility with all of you here today. Humble myself with you and before you today as we pray. Heavenly Father, I ask you to be with this community of believers, that we humble ourselves inside the heart of your Son, Jesus Christ, and that we be one with his heart and one with our Mother Mary's heart. And we ask your abiding presence to be known to all of us, because we know that our heavenly homeland belongs to those with humble hearts. And the response is, deliver me, Jesus. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me from the desire of being esteemed, from the desire of being loved, from the desire of being extolled, from the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus, from the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your presence in our lives, especially during this period of Lent, where we celebrate your passion, but the passion that leads to your resurrection. And we ask you to be with all of us during our sufferings and our sacrifices during this trial so that we may be more united to your Son through his cross. And I ask you to be with all of your people, all the people of St. Cecilia, especially those who can't be here with us in person, for those who are suffering, for those who are experiencing anxiety and stress in their life, for those who are mourning the death of loved ones. We ask you to make your abiding presence known to this community. And we pray all of these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.